USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Mike Pence says the threat of contracting the coronavirus in the United States remains low.
That being said, we are going to continue to lean into this effort, to call on industry, to call on every agency of government to deal with it.
The Vice President speaking today in a meeting with cruise line executives in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Pence is heading up the administration's task force on the virus. As far as the coronavirus and the economy, economist Steve Moore with the Heritage Foundation tells Fox News,
I think we may see some more sell-offs, but the fear of the virus is what's causing this economic chaos, right, not the virus itself.
And the cleanup continues in Tennessee after tornadoes ripped through the area early Wednesday morning. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Former Vice President Joe Biden this week rolled out endorsements from unions in a slew of upcoming crucial primary states, a move intended to help him secure the Democratic presidential nomination. Now, while campaigning in St. Louis on Saturday, Biden had a slip of the tongue.
Because we cannot get reelect, we cannot win this reelection. Excuse me, we can only reelect Donald Trump.
A late Friday SpaceX launch from Cape Canaveral will be the last for this model of rocket. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has the story.
Ignition, liftoff, at the end.
SpaceX is heading toward the International Space Station. The Falcon rocket, with its Dragon capsule, is carrying 2 tons of equipment and experiments. A few minutes after the launch, the first stage booster landed back at the Cape. The Dragon is to rendezvous with the space station on Monday. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As the coronavirus outbreak spreads across Europe, Americans might be asking if they should make plans to travel there or cancel their plans they've already made. Dr. Nicole Sapphire is a Fox News medical contributor, and she believes...
Well, as we know, that there are some travel warnings and travel restrictions right now, and unnecessary travel to some of these areas that have more cases, you know, maybe you should take a pause for consideration. Spring break is around the corner. If you have non-refundable tickets somewhere, you know, you don't necessarily want to lose out on all that money, but take caution where you're going and make sure that you are practicing hand hygiene and staying away from sick people. Within the United States, however, they have not been restricting any travel, and they are encouraging people to still travel because there are only a few cases in the United States.
Dr. Sapphire also addresses why the coronavirus continues to make headlines when the flu on a yearly basis kills a lot of people as well.
The thing is, it's new, and people get very nervous about something they don't know much about. The truth is, the flu affects 3 to 11% of all Americans, and as we have already said, over 18,000 Americans have died from the flu this season alone. Flu is much more rampant in the United States, and the same way that you're going to protect yourself and your family from the flu, same with the coronavirus. We also have to keep in mind, although there are large numbers elsewhere, the coronavirus is still only affecting less than 1% of the people in mainland China, the epicenter of the outbreak.
For more news, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.